Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Tech Talk, the only radio show that discusses the latest and greatest in technology, but in a language you can understand. No, it's not one of those shows where you hear two techies gabber back and forth. You know, you don't understand a word. Megapixel this, gigawatt that, terabyte this, RAM, ROM, blah, blah, blah. It's a show that promises a plain English approach to understanding technology, even for those who can't keep up with all the lingo. Tech Talk is all about computers, cool websites, televisions, cell phones, cameras, video games, GPS units, and portable music players. Tech Talk is sponsored by Windows Vista, Microsoft's groundbreaking operating system that lets you do more with your computer, be it an increase in productivity, a richer entertainment experience, or safer, more secure web surfing. Visit Microsoft.ca to learn more about Windows Vista and how it'll change the way you use your computer. Well, as promised on last week's Tech Talk, today's show is our Best of 2007 Part 2. Great gadgets, hot computers, sleek televisions, the best MP3 players or cameras. And I'd like to hear your favorite gadgets of the year. What piece of technology did you buy in 07 that you absolutely love? I'll share with you some of the highlights for me, but we'll take your call so you can share your favorite tech of the year and why. It can be a website if you like say Facebook, a service. It doesn't have to be a gadget per se. It could be a television or a laptop that you fell in love with. But give us a call and tell us as we enter this gift-giving season, you know, what products you like. I'll share mine, and together we can sort of compile sort of the best of the year as we start thinking about the holidays. In fact, we do have a special guest today, Future Shop's Chris Cecile, who has joined me in the studio to give some advice, some tips on looking for hot holiday gifts. And Chris will take your calls with me as well. Chris is a product expert for PCs. Welcome to the show, Chris.
How you doing?
Thanks. I'm doing well. And I hope you are as well.
Yeah, it's great to be here.
I know it's a crazy time of year for you.
It is. And, absolutely.
And I think our listeners can relate because they now feel, okay, Thanksgiving in the U.S. is over. It was Black Friday. Now it's called Cyber Monday tomorrow, where you're supposed to shop online. Futureshop.ca has a revamped website.
Right.
Or if you prefer to go to the store, the time is now to buy your gifts.
It's a really good time to buy anything right now.
All right. So if you have any questions about products that you want to buy, you can call us and ask as well. You don't have to just call us up and tell us your favorite of the year. If you have questions about what to look for when shopping for a computer, an MP3 player, a camera, a TV, a GPS unit, and so on, give us a call and Chris and I will tackle your questions. Chris will also suggest some cool tech toys from Future Shop's online Giftometer with product suggestions for the tech shy, ranging from the tech shy to the tech savvy. Okay, cool stuff,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, absolutely. The Giftometer is going to be the best way for you to figure out what you need for everybody in your family. So
okay,
it's a really handy tool.
And if you decide to keep those for yourself, we won't tell.
There you go.
All right, and you, our listeners, can also win some gadgets and games for calling in today. I'll tell you what they are in a moment. The numbers to call us on News Talk 1010 are 416-872-1010, toll-free 1-800-561-CFRB if you're outside of the GTA, or Star Talk, that's Star 8255, also a free call on your cell phone. Okay, here's what we're going to do for giveaways. We actually have four giveaways today. Yes, four. You heard me correctly. Three of which are a prize pack of games. So here's what we're going to do. The first caller who gets on the air is going to win a two-pack of games. It's Zuma Deluxe and Bejeweled 2 Deluxe, both for the Windows PC. These are family-friendly, casual puzzle games. We gave some away last week, and I already got some emails from people who won. They said they love it. So I'm here to do it again. Bejeweled 2 Deluxe from our friends at PopCap Games, and Zuma Deluxe, two very addictive, family-friendly puzzle games for your computer. So the first caller on the air is going to win that prize pack. Then the first caller after the 12:30 break will win a prize pack. The first caller after the 12:45-ish break is going to win one. And the last caller of the day, just before 1 p.m., is going to win Microsoft Office Home and Student Edition 2007. This is software that has Microsoft Word, Excel, PowerPoint, and OneNote. That, this is the Home and Student Edition. It's about $180, but there are other Microsoft Office suites that range up to $800. So you're getting a great deal here, especially if you're a student, you need a word processor or a spreadsheet program, a presentation program. It's all in here. And that's going to the last caller just before 1 p.m.
Three licenses on that thing, too. Yeah. So you can put it on three different computers, share it with a friend or something like that.
Oh, that's cool. I didn't know that.
Yes. Okay. That's really good. Good prize.
Excellent. Also, after the 12:30 break, we're going to check in with AskSanta.ca to find out how this website can help you prepare for the gift-giving season as well. So after 12:30, we're going to give a quick call to our friends at AskSanta.ca. All right, the numbers to have your say on Tech Talk, your favorite gadgets or technology of the year, or if you have questions about what to look for loved ones this holiday season, 416-872-1010, toll-free 1-800-561-CFRB, or *8255 on your cell phone. My guest is Future Shop's Chris Cecile. He's a product expert that specializes in computers, right?
Yes.
It seems that everybody now, even those who are not very tech savvy, are buying computers, especially laptops seem to be very hot. What's the appeal? Why 2007?
There's actually a lot of good reasons for that. The first most obvious one, I think, is price. The price and technology in computers, laptops in particular, has dropped so dramatically. Basically every year, you know, they get cheaper and cheaper, and they get more powerful and more powerful all the time. So it brings it down to an affordable level for just about anybody. And even people who need higher-end machines, those are still really affordable right now.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing, they're just so useful. You know, whether you're a student, you need the office suite, whether you like to play the games, whether you want to play these cool hot new games, or you're part of the World of Warcraft, whatever.
Right, right.
You know, there's so much going on out there. Everybody's on the internet. So at this point, what we're seeing, you know, it's not people coming in to buy their first computer, although I love dealing with those people. I like helping those kinds of people out. People are coming in for second, third, fourth computer, making mm-hmm. sure, you know, as a family, that their kids each have their own computer, so they're not maybe fighting over the computer, but, you know, they also get all the free access to do their schoolwork or play around and do lots of things with it.
Yeah,
so,
you know, I call computers a digital Swiss Army knife.
Yeah,
they do everything.
Absolutely,
That's all you need today. You can watch TV on mm-hmm. your computer. You can listen to your music on your mm-hmm. computer. Obtain your music over the internet instead of going to the store to buy it.
Yeah. News is another good thing. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, I've always been a big fan of radio, and you know, I like listening to the radio. But just being able to go to all these websites and get up to the minute. You know, detailed news from everywhere.
Yeah.
News sources from across the world and stuff.
And the welcome trend, as Chris said, is that prices are dropping. You can now buy mm-hmm. a laptop for like $500,
yeah.
which has, you know, more power than the Apollo shuttle that went to the moon.
Yeah.
It's quality stuff. Also, you can get a dual core processor from Intel, which is like having two engines under the yep. hood of your PC for a fraction of what a single chip cost a couple years ago.
Right.
So everybody wins, more power at your fingertips. Also, smoother multitasking. You see kids on computers today. They're not just doing one single thing. They're chatting via instant messenger, downloading music, surfing the web, doing homework all at the same time. So the faster the processor, or the higher the number of processors, like dual core or soon quad core in laptops, the smoother that multitasking will be as well.
And then the more you start doing with it too. I mean, I have a really good dual core, you know, computer at home. I find I'm almost wasting my time if I'm only doing one thing. I'm always doing five, six things at a time. And it just gets so easy that you immediately start doing mm-hmm. five things at a time.
There's no trade-off anymore, which is great. And the mm-hmm. final thought before we head into our first commercial break and then start answering calls from listeners, Chris, is that with the wireless revolution, you
yes,
are now
yes.
no longer tethered to your wall to surf the internet at high speeds. You can be at your kitchen table if you like. Something we do in our family. My kids love playing on websites, kid-friendly websites, and they are often at the kitchen table where we can keep an eye just in case they stumble somewhere in cyberspace.
Right, right.
We don't want them, but they're still online, but they do not need to be tethered to the wall anymore.
Right, and everywhere you go, if you take it on the train, you go to a hotel, you've got coffee shops, everywhere there's all sorts of Wi-Fi networks and wireless areas set up mm-hmm. all over the world. So
great. We got to take our first break. 416-872-1010, 1-800-561-CFRB, *8255 on your cell phone to tell us your favorite tech of 07, or if you have questions about what to look for when you're shopping for gadgets and games this holiday season. And we'll be giving away our first of four prize packs to the first caller after this short break. We'll be right back. But now the time is 12:17. Time for the CFRB Pizza Pizza All Day Traffic Center. Welcome back to Tech Talk. We're chatting about the best technology of 07, whether it's a sleek new laptop, a thin, high-definition television you can mount on your wall, or your favorite MP3 player like a new iPod. We'd love to take your calls, your thoughts on what your favorite tech of 07 is. We're joined in the studio by Chris Cecile from Future Shop. Welcome back to the show, Chris.
Hi, how you doing?
Great. Thanks. Chris has done some radio in his past. You can tell he's more comfortable than the host, there's an issue. We are going to take your calls now and start giving away some some prizes. The first caller is going to win a prize pack, Bejeweled 2 and Zuma Deluxe, both for the PC. Some casual, they call them casual games because they're very accessible and easy to pick up and play, but impossible to put down. We're going to give one prize pack away now, one to the first caller after 12:30, one to the first caller after the 12:45-ish break, and then the last caller of the day, just before 1 p.m., is going to win Microsoft's Office Home and Student Edition 07, which has Word and Excel and all those great things. So instead of having to spend money on it, you can win it for free today by calling into Tech Talk with your thoughts on Best of the Year, or if you have questions about what to look for that loved one who is a techno gadget lover on your holiday gift list, and you're just, you know, clueless as to what to buy them. So let's, without further ado, let's give away our first prize. We've got Rich in Trenton. Rich, congratulations.
Oh, thank you very much, Mark, Chris.
Do you have a question, sir?
Yeah, well, the first comment is not much in the way of gadgets for 2007, but I did get a DVD player, and it's far better than a VHS player.
Oh, absolutely.
I just wish I got one that recorded. But yeah, anyway.
You can get one now for, you know, under 120 bucks or something. They're really starting to drop.
I already got the one. But anyway, I am going to be a first-time buyer of a computer, and I'm looking at 2 weeks' time. I am going to go to Future Shop in Belleville. My budget is $2,000, and I'm wondering how awesome a system I can get for that. And I'm worried about antivirus. I've heard, like, does it come? How much should I spend on antiviral type software, and what comes with it, kind of thing?
Okay.
I do want Microsoft Word.
Okay, so the first thing to touch on, the computer that you want to get for $2,000, I'm telling you, with the prices the way they are right now, you can get a really awesome system.
You can get four computers for $2,000.
Four computers
really?
For $2,000.
Yeah. I intend to spend every penny of that because it's my treat to myself.
Oh, good for you. You know?
And that's a good thing because what we call it is future-proofing yourself. If you get a system much better than you actually need right now, it's going to stay good for years.
Okay, because somebody told me CDs are going obsolete and there's going to be a little plug-in thing. I don't know much about computers.
Well, what I can tell you, Rich, is pretty much any computer that you're going to end up with is going to have your DVD burner in it for you. So you will have a DVD recorder. Media centers are getting very big right now. They're definitely in that price range.
And what's,
under that
what's
price
a media
range.
Center?
Media center is taking the computer. Thank you for bringing me down to earth there. The media center is basically the computer to do everything for you. My computer at home is a media center with a TV tuner in it. So my cable is plugged right into my computer. When I want to record, you know, some TV or something, my computer does it all for me, records it on the hard drive, and everything is accessible with a remote control. So then you can take those things, you can burn them on a disc if you want, you can burn them on a DVD, you can, you know, play them in your home DVD player, which you just bought there, Rich, so that'll be
now,
good for you, too.
Is that all within the $2,000 budget?
That is definitely within that. It's actually a lot lower price than that, so we can get you the Word antivirus and everything for under that, for sure.
Right, now I put Rich on hold so we can tell him how to pick up his prize pack, but his second question was about antivirus.
Right.
Usually when you buy a new computer from Future Shop, it'll have a 30-day trial of some software on there, whether it's Symantec Norton antivirus or McAfee's, or McAfee.
Right.
How you say it. But then after that, you're looking to spend about $40 a year to keep it up to date.
That's right. Every antivirus that I'm aware of has an expiry date of a year for renewal. Now, the $40 is a good estimate in the price range. Sometimes I know what Norton has done in the past is maybe the new 2008 version will be $50. But if you send them your receipt from the previous version you bought, then they'll give you $25 back. So sometimes you can get it for half price when you're renewing from year to year.
Okay,
but it's definitely essential. It's not even optional anymore. You have to have antivirus if you're going to be on the internet.
Yeah, and along with that, I'd also add that you should also have anti-spyware. And spyware is free. Anti-spyware programs are free on the internet. I'd go to download.com and look at the top 10 list there, and you'll see that number one or two is Adaware or one of these programs that I use. That and spyware, just in plain English, is software that spies on your internet surfing behavior and causes all kinds of havoc on your computer. It runs in the background, so you don't even know you really have it. You can get your homepage could be hijacked. Your homepage might have been CFRB.com, but the next thing you know, it's some obscure shopping site in China, and you didn't make that your homepage, but now it is. So, so get antivirus and anti-spyware. You won't have to pay for anti-spyware. So that's good news. Hey, let's go to Elizabeth from downtown. Elizabeth, you're on News Talk 1010.
Hi, I'm looking to buy a digital camera, but I have a fine hand trimmer, and I'm looking at all the cameras that say ISO, optical image stabilization.
Right.
And, I mean, Sony has their own version, Panasonic can't, they all have their own version. So if someone has a fine trimmer of the hands, not all the time, but just enough to make a camera shake sometimes, What are the words I should be looking for?
Yeah, excellent, excellent question, Elizabeth. And it's for anybody, whether you have you said have a small hand tremor, or even anybody that takes a picture in a mobile environment is going to shake a little bit with your hands, even if it doesn't look like you are. So definitely look at it. It is simply called image stabilization. And there are two kinds that most digital cameras come with. One accounts for a slightly shaky hand, and the other one accounts for a moving subject. So look for one that offers both kinds of image stabilization. You're right, some manufacturers call it different things, but they all seem to have them. If the camera's at least $200 and higher, some of the less of, the more affordable ones, the entry-level ones that are $100 or so, probably don't have it, but it's simply called image stabilization. There might be a slightly different wording here or there, but I'm glad that you're aware of that because that's one of the newer trends with digital cameras, and it's something, it sounds like something that you can benefit from. So great stuff. Before we go to our next break, I want to ask Chris about your new store at Young and Dundas.
Yes.
We're talking about, you and I are gabbing on about laptops, but our listeners today can actually get their hands on mm-hmm. the latest technology at the new store.
The new store is fantastic. It's been a long time coming, it's the largest store in Canada for Future Shop. It is the flagship store, has all the latest technology. We had mentioned before we went on the air here about Aaron, the little product expert on the website that will help you. There's actually a hologram of Aaron greeting you when you come up the one escalator.
That's
and
cool.
Yeah, it is really cool. The laptop wall is amazing. We've got all sorts of digital cameras. There's a 105-inch plasma TV mounted on the one wall, surrounded by other big TVs that look really small next to it. So there's you have to go into the store to believe it. But
it's perfect for those who actually want to get their hands on the technology.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because shopping online could be fun, but mm-hmm. there's nothing like that tangible feeling of laying right. your hands on the products. And this new store is really built for that.
Right.
Okay, and that's it. Young and Dundas?
Young and Dundas.
Okay. All right, we're going to take a short break with our guest, Chris Cecile from Future Shop. When we return, get back to your calls with your questions about what to look for when you're buying a gift this holiday season. Or if you want to share with us your favorite tech of the year, I'll share some of mine as well. Got lots more prizes to give away and, of course, a lot more information to dish out as well. 416-872-1010, 1-800-561-CFRB, *8255 on your cell phone. We'll be right back. We always say on this show that technology is where geek meets chic. And that's why we've got Sexy Back as our theme song, because products today are as gorgeous as they are functional. They are, these sleek laptops and really sexy MP3 players. It's funny to use those kinds of words like sleek and sexy when you're talking about gadgets. But boy, you take a look at some of the products today and they're not just thinking about what it does under the hood, but how it looks and how it fits into your lifestyle. We are chatting with Chris Cecile from Future Shop this hour about technology. Welcome back to the show, Chris.
All right, thank you. Still here.
All right. And this show is sponsored by Windows Vista, Microsoft's groundbreaking operating system that lets you do more with your computer, be it an increase in productivity, a richer entertainment experience, or safer, more secure web surfing. You can go to windowsvista.ca to learn about that operating system. And speaking of computers, that is Chris Cecile's specialty. He's a product expert at Future Shop for computers. Mm-hmm. Before we go back to the lines, give out more prizes and talk about sort of the best of 07 and some tips on what to look for when you're shopping for the holidays, I promised our listeners that we're going to check in with Santa, i.e. Paolo Pasquini, at AskSanta.ca. Paolo, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Mark. Hello, Chris.
Hello.
So Paolo is here to via Santa, well, I should say in lieu of Santa, because Santa's busy at the North Pole with the elves. And we've got Paolo on the line from AskSanta.ca. So consider him a liaison between the North Pole and us here in the GTA. Paolo, why don't you tell our listeners, what is AskSanta.ca?
Well, first, it's only 30 sleeps to the big night. So I'm sure everyone out there is getting really excited.
Absolutely. And it's tech is going to be it's number one on many people's gifts lists this holiday season. So is AskSanta.ca about buying technology or any products for the holidays?
Ask Santa is a fun online destination for tech savvy kids and their parents to go online and explore the wonderful world and the magical world of the holidays. Ask Santa is a great location, wonderfully animated, that kids can send their wish list to Santa Claus, and they can also go log on his blog and make him a friend and get updates on little stories every night before they go to bed. And that's really exciting for the parents out there, because we're hoping that AskSanta.ca helps start new traditions for those families.
So you can add Santa as a friend on Facebook?
You can add Santa on your Messenger and your blog list, And, you know, there are places where Asana is going to be. You just got to make sure you're there for it. And you can find out on the Live Maps integration on Asana, because he's traveling around the Christmas parades in everyone's neighborhood. He's also making sure he's making stops at the malls. I saw him yesterday at the Eaton Center. So he's a busy guy. And, you know, he asked, you know, how can technology help him out? And we're at Microsoft said, sure, we can help you out. We made this fun little interactive.
With a little bit of GPS under the sleigh so we can keep track of where he is.
So
a few years ago, we used to write letters to Santa Claus and put them in the mail. Today, we go to asksanta.ca and send him your wish list so kids can do that. Can you just tell us, before we let you go, Paulo, what else can you do at asksanta.ca? Are there, I'm looking at the site. As you said, it's wonderfully animated, very colorful. Is it just a way to just email Santa, or is there some other great little things
you
can do?
You know, emailing Santa is the big activity that is driving a lot of kids to the site, but there's lots you can do. You can go into Santa's workshop and build out creative gift tags and listen to music and print out coloring pages to, you know, spend the holidays. You can play online games at Reindeer Games. The wonderful thing about the site is that it reveals every single day. And there's something new every day when kids log back on, especially around the blog where they can find out from Santa, from Mrs. Claus, from somebody else there, what they're up to, how they're preparing for the big night, and again, 30 sleeps left, so it's big.
That's
busy,
it.
Busy time for Santa.
And I'm just getting hungry visiting Mrs. Claus in the kitchen. She's got recipes for sleigh bell cookie bars and reindeer fudge.
If you haven't tried it, it's a must. It's a specialty of the North Pole.
Paulo, thank you very much for joining us, live from the North Pole, sort of, via his house in, I don't know, Mississauga or something. AskSanta.ca, a great little website if you have children in the home, so definitely check that out. All right, let's go back with, we've got Chris Cecile from Future Shop Canada here with us. Welcome back to the show, Chris. Let's dive right back into the calls, give away some more games. We'll start off with Vincent in Scarborough. Vincent, you're on News Talk 1010.
Hello, thank you, Mark, for taking my call.
Absolutely.
Greetings, Chris.
Hello.
My question is really going to be about your advice on buying laptops. But before you answer that, could you be kind enough to tell how you grade image stabilization for the digital cameras? Because you did give an advice earlier, but what do we look for in the grading of the image stabilization?
You know, that's a good question. So this is Mark here. I was the one who answered the other caller about the two different kinds of image stabilization. How is it graded? I don't really know if it is graded. It is true that different camera manufacturers have different technologies, some of which are proprietary, others are licensed, that does account for a shaky hand or a moving subject or both. I don't know how it's graded exactly. It's not like Zoom where it's, you know, 2, 3 times, 4 times, 5 times Zoom. I think it's the camera either has image stabilization or it does not. I don't know if there's like a scale on how it handles it. That said, I think it's a great question. I'll look into that off the air, or if any other very savvy camera users, some shutter bugs out there in radio land know the answer, feel free to give us a call. But I'll now turn to Chris to answer the question about laptops.
Well, can I ask, my concern in the laptop would be to be able to do web email publishing,
okay,
spreadsheet, and putting packages and the in the presentation program together, mm-hmm, and the basic items like Word and so on.
Okay, that's actually very easy with the program that I'm looking at right in front of me, the Office Home and Student Edition. Now, that does have Word, Microsoft Word. It does have Microsoft Excel.
And you don't need a top-of-the-line computer to run any of these
things.
Not at all. Everything that Vincent said he needs to do, email, web publishing,
right,
presentations, and word processing, that could be done on a very modest computer.
Absolutely. You know, what you'll find, Vincent, when you go into any Future Shop is what we do as product experts is we like to find the computer that's right for you. I mean, I've got a list of 50 or 60 computers on any given day, but that doesn't mean that they're all going to be good for you. So what we do is we ask questions about what your usage is going to be. And if that's your basic use, you know, you're looking at, there's some excellent Toshibas in the mid-range. HP is very good as well for a lot of to add some fun media stuff, mm-hmm, to it. But that would not be a very hard thing for us to narrow down what the perfect computer is for you or any of the product experts at Future Shop.
Okay, so Vincent, you won a copy of Zuma Deluxe and Bejeweled 2 Deluxe, two fun casual games for your computer that are family-friendly. They're both rated E for everyone. And those are from PopCap Games. We're going to give away another game prize prize pack to the first caller after the next commercial break in a few minutes. And don't forget, the last caller just before 1 p.m. wins a copy of Microsoft's Office Home and Student 2007 with Microsoft Word, Excel, PowerPoint, and OneNote. And it can be used for up to 3 computers in your home or small office. So great stuff for you. So give us a call with your questions about buying technology for the holidays. Or if you've bought something this year and you just love it and you want to share those thoughts with the GTA, so maybe others will maybe consider buying it for as a stocking stuffer, give us a call, 416-872-1010, 1-800-561-CFRB, or star 8255 on your cell phone. I promise I'd share some of my favorite technology of 07, so let me give a quick one before our next break. I love GPS units. Yes, I'm a guy. Don't like to ask for directions. You can get it on your cell phone in some cases, or BlackBerry. It's called Telenav, but you've got to pay a monthly subscription for that, like 10 bucks a month or something. You can now buy a GPS unit. I'm looking at the latest Future Shop flyer. You can get a TomTom One, it's called One, O-N-E, One, for $149. Subscription free, maps for the U.S. and Canada, and it'll help you navigate from point A to point B in your car with turn-by-turn audio instructions, like, you know, turn left in 100 meters, as well as an on-screen 3D map as well. So if you do spend time in your car or even on foot, a lot of the new GPS units are battery powered. They're wonderful devices because they will help you to remain on track. And if you do get lost, by the way, you take a wrong turn at Albuquerque, as Bugs Bunny would say, it'll help you get back on track. You know, let's see your paper map do that. So definitely consider a GPS unit. You can get now this TomTom One for $149. Very, very affordable. Relatively speaking, a lot of GPS units even earlier this year were $500, $600, from Future Shop. Good stuff there. All right, 12:40. When we return, more with Chris Cecile from Future Shop. More giveaways, and of course, getting back to the calls, your favorite of your favorite gadgets of 07. We'll be right back. The time is 12:40. Let's visit with the CFRB Pizza All Day Traffic Center. Welcome back to Tech Talk. I'm your host, Mark Saltzman, and we're joined this hour by Chris. We've got Chris Cecile here from Future Shop. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
Chris is a product expert, primarily on PCs, mm-hmm. And he's here to answer your questions about what to look for when shopping for a laptop, a very hot purchase this year, because prices are dropping and features are always being added, which is a welcome trend.
Yep.
You can go to the futureshop.ca website, buy online. It's still not too late if you want something delivered to your door to give to someone this holiday season. It's only the 25th of November. And of course, there's a number of locations across Canada, including the new one at Yonge and Dundas.
Brand new. Big flagship store. You got to come and see it.
Yeah, I was invited to the launch last week. It was just last week, right?
It's only been like 8 days. Gordie Howe is there today signing autographs.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I stopped by on my way here.
Which corner of Yonge and Dundas?
It's in the Metropolis, in that building they've been building for years and years and years.
Oh, so on the northeast side.
Yes.
So just above Dundas Square.
Yes, okay. Exactly.
I see. Yeah, cool. No, I've been traveling this week, so I couldn't make it. I was invited to the launch. I got back from the Dominican Republic with my family last Friday in the middle of the night. Then I came and I hosted Tech Talk last Sunday here live. And then on Monday, I went to Orange County, California. I did some TV work there on Tuesday. Came back Tuesday night. Then Wednesday night, I went to Calgary and then Vancouver. And then I came back with a plane full of Rough Rider fans on Friday. Some really rowdy green shirt wearing CFL fans who are, of course, eager about tonight's game. So I've been traveling like an idiot.
Are you going to be on the OC, or you were just in the OC?
Okay. I'm not on
just
the
checking.
OC. Yeah, that would be not good. Yeah, I got a face for radio, as they say. So let's go back to the lines. We're going to give away another gaming prize pack to the next caller, Bejeweled 2 and Zuma Deluxe, both from PopCap for your computer. And then the last caller before 1 p.m. is going to win Microsoft Office Home and Student. Why am I asking you to call? Tell me what your favorite gadgets of the year are, or if you have questions about what to look for when you're shopping for a high-tech gift. And Chris and I will tackle your questions. 416-872-1010, 1-800-561-CFRB, star 8255 on your cell phone. The winner of the next prize pack is Susan from Mississauga. Hi, Susan.
Oh, hi.
So, Dwayne, why did Susan get applause and not the other winners? He said he forgot. Well, everybody gets applause here. Thanks for calling, Susan. Congratulations.
Oh, thank you.
Dwayne Bishop, our tech engineer, is laughing in there. All right. Do you have a question, dear?
Yes. I just ordered a new laptop, and it has a Blu-ray disc combo DVD. And I was just wondering your thoughts on that and if you think it's going to be outdated really fast.
That is a very good question. It could be for either of us to answer, because that's a tricky question when you're talking about Blu-ray and its competing format, HD. I don't know if you wanted to...
Sure. So, Susan, Blu-ray is a new technology that is meant to replace the DVD, or that's what they hope. The company's rallying behind Blu-ray. There's two competing formats, not unlike the VHS versus Betamax war 25 years ago. Now we've got Blu-ray disc versus HD DVD, and these offer high-definition video. So instead of delivering, say, 480 lines of resolution on your TV or on your computer, they can now deliver up to 1,080 lines for a lot more detail and clarity. So when a Blu-ray player is on your laptop, that means you can watch Blu-ray movies on your laptop. And soon we'll see Blu-ray burners, so you can actually create a disc that looks like the same 12-centimeter size DVD, but can store up to 5 times more data on it. So I know it's already included in your laptop, so you don't have anything to worry about. But it is true that Blu-ray may not win the format war. It looks like, you know, they've got a little bit more momentum than the competition, which is HD DVD. And we'll devote a full Tech Talk show to that in the near future. But if it's already included, you have nothing to worry about. You can buy or rent Blu-ray discs and watch them on your laptop, and it'll look a lot better than your DVD movies.
And if you got a laptop with a Blu-ray player in it, then you got a really good laptop, because those players are not the cheapest right now. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they're being put in higher end stuff. So,
yeah.
You know, good for you.
So, Chris, let me ask you, yes. What's your favorite tech of the year? Do you have, like, one product that you just can't live without?
Well, you know, it's the biggest problem with working at Future Shop is
you're
all
a kid
of the
in a
toys.
Candy store.
Exactly, exactly. I mean, I have lots of nice stuff at home. I have very little money anymore because I have so many nice things at home.
Boys but, love their toys.
You know, my media center, I bought it within the past year. It's just great. I mean, it acts like my VCR now. I don't even have to remember to tape something. The computer mm-hmm. remembers for me to tape all my favorite shows.
So to recap, media center. Is it depends on which version of Windows Vista you
right.
buy, but it's
yes.
included, mm-hmm. and it allows you to control your media like music, photos, and videos with a remote in most cases.
Right.
And some computers have a built-in TV tuner, and when coupled with Media Center, it acts like a PVR, a personal
That's
video
right.
recorder that
That's right.
records all your shows. You download like a TV guide,
mm-hmm.
and you can set things that you
it
like.
It connects to Rogers
yeah.
for me and downloads
wow.
the TV guide there. You can even get little external devices to plug into your laptop that add the TV tuner. But, you know, with the Future Shop website, there's something called the Giftometer we've mentioned a couple of times. Now, the Giftometer goes right from shy to, what is it, expert on the very
right.
other end. And you can just grab it with your mouse and scroll anywhere from 1 to 100 as to what you think the level of expertise of the person you're buying a gift for is, and then just pick something off that list. You know, we've got the iPod Touches on there, 16-gigabyte iPod Touch. It's only $449.
One of my favorite gadgets
yes,
of the year.
You mentioned that earlier.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, to very high-end sound equipment from Bose, Samsung TVs, anything in between is all going to be there. I think on the very, very shy end, there's simple things like headphones. So, you know, it's
right.
very...
Which is a
easy.
Nice compliment to someone who has an MP3 player, because often
exactly.
the earbuds that you get with your iPod or other MP3 player are okay, but if you're a true audiophile, then you're going to want something like noise-canceling Bose headphones or something, which
exactly.
I travel with. Okay, cool. So Chris Cecile is our guest from Future Shop. We have time for more calls and, of course, our big giveaway. After this short break, Microsoft Home and Student 2007 going to the last caller before one. But we are going to get to the folks who are on the line. I hope as many as we can to... ask you what your favorite gadgets of the year are, or if you have any tech questions about what to look for when shopping, you can check out futureshop.ca's Giftometer or ask us live. We'll be right back with more Tech Talk in moments. 3 down, 1 to go. I'm referring to our prizes for today's Tech Talk. Each and every Sunday from 12 noon till 1, we give away pretty darn cool stuff, especially if you're a fan of gadgets and gizmos and software and games. Today we gave away 3 gaming prize packs, each of which each consisted of 2 games for the computer, Bejeweled 2 Deluxe and Zuma Deluxe, both from PopCap Games. And in a few minutes, we're going to give away Microsoft's Office Home and Student. If you've been waiting to buy or upgrade your Microsoft Word or Excel or PowerPoint, stay on the line there if you're on hold, because we've got a free one for you. It's valued at $180. It's the Home and Student Edition 07. We are joined again by Chris Cecile from Future Shop. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Let's go right to the callers. So the last caller before one is going to win that software. But until now and then, let's get to a few more callers. We've got Taryn Veer from Brampton. Taryn Veer, thanks for giving us a ring.
Hey, Mark. I just want to know, I'm thinking of buying the iPod, so should I just stick with the regular iPod or go with the iPod Touch?
Are you using it to exercise with, or is it more like you want something that can store, like that something that would be bigger and heavier, but can store videos and photos and all that?
Yeah, something that can store videos and photos.
Mm-hmm. I love the iPod Touch. This is one of my favorite gadgets of the year, hands down. This is a... This is an MP3 player that not only plays music and shows videos and photos, but it's got that beautiful new interface where you use your finger on the 3.5-inch screen to navigate through all of your album artwork, and just with a flick of your fingertip, you can navigate through all of your music and photos and videos. It's very graceful. It's expensive, though, between $329 and $449, depending if you want 8 gigs or 16 gigs. But if you're using it primarily for video, even though it has a bigger screen than the iPod Classic, your 16 gigs isn't that much space, relatively speaking. You might want to go with a regular iPod Classic, which can play video and has up to 160 gigabytes of memory instead of 16 gigabytes. So, you know, the best way to answer that is, you know, when somebody asks me, I don't know about you, Chris, when I want an MP3 player, I always say, well, what are you going to use it for? My wife, yeah, on the other hand, exercises every day. She wants something, she doesn't care about photos and video. She just wants something very light that clips on to her shirt and that she can exercise with. And she wants it like less than an ounce, and that's all she cares about. And she doesn't care if there's 5,000 songs. She just wants, you know.
Well, and you hit it right there. It's the biggest problem with technology. There's so much of everything out there that you need somebody to help cut through it. So that's why when we have, you know, I'm a product expert in the computer department. We have iPod product experts, MP3 player, I guess I should say, product experts that will ask you those types of questions and say, you know what, this one's perfect for you. You're not going to be happy with this one over here. So do this. And it's all got to be personally tailored. There's too much technology not to tailor it to each person.
I know, it's true. I have the 16 gigabyte iPod Touch. To me, that's enough space. That's, you know, it's still a few thousand songs and a couple of movies, but because I travel with my laptop as well, I can always change up the order of the songs or add or take or subtract movies from the iPod. So to me, it's enough. But if you aren't, if you're not that tech savvy, or if you want to travel light and don't want to bring a laptop, then you might want an iPod or another MP3 player that carries a lot more data. So good stuff there. Let's go to Arnold in Etobicoke. Arnold, you're on News Talk 1010.
Hi, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you.
I'm interested in a 32-inch LG HDTV. I have a Rogers digital box. Is that what I need to connect it to?
Okay, so any high-definition TV, you can connect them, any of them, to the Rogers box that you've got for digital cable. If you want high-definition content, on the other hand, you have to upgrade your Rogers receiver to a high-definition one. And it doesn't matter which TV you connect it to, as long as it's HD TV, as long as it's HD ready, then you will see this gorgeous high-definition quality video. But you'll need to upgrade your Rogers box for that. So the answer is yes, that LG TV that you've got your eye on, if it's HD TV, you can use it for regular programming. But if you want high definition programming, and some carriers, some TV providers like Bell Express, you have now nearly 50 HD channels. Not all of them are 24/7 HD, but now there's a wealth of HD content. But you do need to A, upgrade your receiver box, B, get the proper cables that you need, which is a whole other show in and of itself. And see, you have to pay a couple of extra bucks a month for the HD content, but boy, is it worth it. The last caller of the day and the winner of Microsoft Office is Catherine in Etobicoke. Congratulations, Catherine.
Thank you so much.
All righty. You've got Microsoft Office Home and Student Edition with Word, Excel, PowerPoint, and OneNote. Congrats. What's your question, dear?
I'm working with Fireworks currently and soon to be Photoshop, and I was wondering if there is something, some accessory I can get that will allow me to be more precise when I'm manipulating the pictures, like a tablet, like with a pen or something?
Right. Well, the HP actually has a line of convertible tablet, little 12-inch laptops, basically. Those with the tablet pen basically make the computer a touch screen. Probably be perfect for what you need it to do.
Okay.
So long as, one little caveat, Catherine, is that so long as the minimum system requirements of Photoshop meet those of the laptop. So you have to, before you buy the laptop, make sure you find out what kind of computer you need to run it, because sometimes, and this usually isn't the case anymore, the laptops aren't always as powerful as a desktop computer, even though that line is really getting blurred now.
Right. Okay. With those tablets, they tend to be powerful enough, but you're right. Always check into that.
All right, Chris, thank you very much for joining us
this
hour.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Chris Cecile, product expert at Future Shop. You can go to futureshop.ca to try out that gift-o-meter.
Yeah.
And thanks again for joining us.
Come down to the new store, Yonge and Dundas. It is amazing in that place.
Awesome. Thanks again, Chris. Coming up next on News Talk 1010, we've got Christina Chernesky.
You know, I drove by that new location. Mm-hmm. It's like gigantic.
It's like Disneyland for guys,
well,
I think.
No. It's Disneyland for geeks, because I'm a bit of a geek, too. And I'm like dying to go into that place. So quit taking proprietorship of that, Mark.
All right.
Just because you're like the geek guy.
I know. With tape in the middle of my glasses and a pocket protector. Hey, it's true. Girls love their gadgets, too.
Oh, listen, I was looking at the new Dell, or one of the new Dell laptops. I forget the name now. And I'm thinking, I only bought my other laptop 2 years ago. Maybe I should get another one here.
Like, it doesn't end.
No, it doesn't end. Yeah. It never ends. We've got a great show today. Ralph Swan, he's our wood finishing expert. He's coming in, and he's got such a big gift basket. I don't even know how I'm going to give it away. We're going to talk about junk mail, but not the junk mail that you guys know about, you geeks know about.
Spam.
It's the stuff that comes to your door, and it's getting worse.
This time of year? Oh, yeah.
All time of the year now, I'm noticing. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about that, and we'll also do some Grey Cup Sunday cooking with Paul Hickey, Chef Paul Hickey.
So. Oh, great. Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm going to listen in for that one.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Like when there's food involved, I'm all ears.
Me too.
Thanks, Christina. That's great. Thanks for listening to Tech Talk. This show is sponsored by Windows Vista, Microsoft's groundbreaking operating system that lets you do more with your computer, be it an increase in productivity, a richer entertainment experience, or safer, more secure web surfing. Head to windowsvista.ca to learn more. Stay tuned for Christina Chernesky coming up next on News Talk 1010 CFRB.